Ever since Terry Buffington followed her son Kwasi to the rural Northwest, they've recognized the need for civil rights education in our region. So the Terry Buffington Foundation was created. It uses Professor Buffington's work as a cultural anthropologist to hold community events and speak to college classes, showing them films, interviews, and firsthand accounts of how the civil rights movement evolved. The Initai Foundation's President's Award is putting wind in the Buffingtons' sails. They were staggered when they got the news.
So it's a lot to take in. It was very emotional.
When Kwasi called me from Moscow at the grocery store to tell me that we received this grant, I was in disbelief. It's real big. We're thrilled.
This will definitely help us reach those communities outside of Pullman, and it'll help to expand into the Pacific Northwest. It's a great vehicle for us to help continue to spread our message of education, inspiration, and equality throughout the region.
According to Kwasi, funds don't usually reach all the way out to the Palouse.
Up until this point, everything that we've done, we have self-funded. I've come to find out that a lot of money does not trickle over into Eastern Washington. A lot of the money, it trickles out from Seattle and kind of makes its way east, but it kind of stops in Central Washington. And so to pick up a little bit of the slack, the money in Spokane, it kind of trickles in this way, but not much of it, right? By the time it gets here, it's slim pickings. And so the Initai, they realize that there's a lack of funding in this area for organizations, and they're here to help change that.
Kwasi and Professor Buffington want to keep the ball rolling, aiming to raise $100,000 this year for the Terry Buffington Foundation. They're holding their second annual Black History and Southern Dinner this Saturday at 7 at the Gladys Center in Pullman. On the Palouse, I'm Connor Henriksen.